There are many, many differences in the views and aims of Alberta's government and its official opposition rivals. In fact, the two sides are very often in bitter and contentious disagreement over issues facing the province. Yet one recent initiative aimed at protecting current and future post-secondary students from sexual violence has garnered support from both the UCP and the NDP. With the protection and well-being of Alberta's young people at stake, it is encouraging, and even refreshing, to see both sides striving for the same goal. Alberta Advanced Education is investing $2.5 million in an initiative aimed at reducing sexual violence in post-secondary campuses across the province. Specifically, the funds will be used to develop a new province-wide survey to gather input into the state of sexual violence and harassment on campuses, as well as to provide support, training and awareness programs. We must do more to support survivors of sexual violence and create safer campus communities across our province, said Dimitrios Nikolades, Minister of Advanced Education. The steps we are taking today are a direct result of student advocacy. Whitney Isik, Associate Minister of Status of Women, said the new investment will help protect everyone on campus, prevent sexual violence and ensure students get the support they need. David Egan, NDP critic for advanced education, and Janice Irwin, NDP women and LGBTQ2S+ issues critic, also welcomed the initiative. We are glad to see the $2.5 million in funding, Egan and Irwin said. However, making more progress on addressing sexual violence on Alberta campuses will take sustained efforts. They said the official opposition will continue to advocate for solutions for preventing sexual and gender-based violence in our post-secondaries and in the broader community, and are committed to supporting survivors. Alberta's post-secondary students must be able to undertake their studies in safety and without the threat of violence. Hopefully this new initiative, with its multi-stakeholder support, will help make that a reality for every Alberta scholar. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.